We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing with you another Way of Truth broadcast. This broadcast service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin and Craig speaking. We're certainly thankful that you are a part of our congregation, and we invite you to stay with us. We open the musical part of our broadcast service with a trio singing for us, Living by Faith.
I care not today what the morrow may bring, if shadow or sunshine or rain. The Lord I know ruleth for everything, and all of my worry is vain. Living by faith,
yes, living by faith,
in Jesus above,
in Jesus above,
trusting, confiding in His great love,
yes, in His great love,
from all our sin,
in His sheltering arms, in His sheltering arms,
I'm living by faith, and feel no alarm,
feel no alarm.
Though tempests may blow and the storm clouds arise, obscuring the brightness of life, I'm never alarmed at the overcast skies. The Master looks on at the strife.
Living by faith,
yes, living by faith,
in Jesus above,
in Jesus above,
trusting, confiding
in His great love,
yes, in His great love,
from all harm saved,
in His sheltering arms,
in His sheltering arms,
I'm living by faith,
and feel no know that He safely will carry me through, no matter what evils betide. Why should I then care, though the tempest may blow, if Jesus walks close to my side?
Living by faith,
yes, living by faith,
Christian walk is a walk of faith. The scriptures tell us the just shall live by his faith. And the Hebrew writer tells us without faith it is impossible to please God. So if you desire to please God, you must believe that he is, also that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Heavenly Father, we do seek thy face today in the precious name of Jesus. We're thankful that we know there is a God in heaven who rules over all. Also, that you are a God of love, and we thank you for the love that brought Jesus into this world to be our Savior, to be our Redeemer. We thank you for the privilege of presenting the gospel to this precious people today. And we're asking that the Holy Spirit will be able to use our broadcast to make it a blessing to each and to every listener. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing this Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we do trust that it is proving to be a blessing. If so, it would be an encouragement to us to know. And at the close of our broadcast today, we will be giving you our address, and we invite you to write us and let us know that you hear and appreciate our broadcast. And now, at this time, Brother James Arch, pastor of the Church of God Universal in Georgetown, Grand Cayman, will be bringing us the message. May the Lord bless you as Brother James speaks. Brother James.
I will be speaking today on the subject of someone to guide us. And that us referring there to the Christian body. I'll be reading from Psalms 143, beginning with verse 5, and from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Psalms 143, beginning with verse 5. This is a psalm of David. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. And verse 10, teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Lead me, he said. And Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, very familiar writings of Solomon. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. It's a wonderful thing today to know that we can be led by the Spirit of God. In these troubled times that we're living in, you can rest in that assurance today that God leads his dear children along. As we heard the song a while ago, some through the waters, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Thank God for his wonderful leadership. A man by the name of Jack M. Shorn wrote, and I quote, if God can plan a universe and spin Earth's globe in place, direct its path, control its course with regal rule and grace, he surely planned a path of life so man won't be alone. Yes, he directs and charts life's course across the vast unknown. End of quote. A wonderful short reading, but very, very meaningful. David said he would remember. There are some things that it's good to forget. But David said he wanted to remember some things. According to the writing, he had been in some sort of trouble. I'm not exactly sure what it was, but trouble comes to all of us. And trouble came to him too. He encountered bitter persecution. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul, he said in verse 3. He has smitten my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. He experienced deep depression because of that. Verse 4 says, therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. I'm reading now from Psalms 143, the preceding verses to what I already read. His mind ran back to God's doings. We are told in this scripture here, I remember the days of old. Perhaps he was thinking about some things. Psalms 107 perhaps tells us, for he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. Perhaps it was all kind of things that David may have been thinking about. He also said he would meditate on all of his works. It's good today to take a few minutes to think on those things. Maybe in our distresses, in our depression, or whatever we may go through in life, wherever we may find ourselves, David said, when I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him? As a shepherd boy on the side of the hill there one night, he looked up and saw the stars and the moon, and the thought came to him, if God did all of that, how could he be mindful of us? Yes. You see, mankind is God's masterpiece of creation. He is the only part of God's creation with a soul that is accountable to God. So he is mindful of his people. God loves every one of us, friend. He cares about his people. He always has. God has always provided the best for mankind. It's mankind that has left him out of their life. What was there to muse about that David spoke about? I suppose it was how he delivered Israel, maybe how he delivered Daniel, and how he was with Joseph, and how he supplied the widow with oil. What a miracle that was. Yes. We don't know what it was, but it was something he was musing about. You know, when we think about God and what God has done and what he does and what he will continue to do, it brings inspiration to the soul. And it brings us closer and closer and closer to him. We live in a very hustle and bustle world, a noisy world. We live in a world that there are so many things on a day-to-day basis to distract people's minds away from the things of God. Even from the Word of God and from our devotional life and from our prayer life. That it causes Christians to weaken down and get far from God. We need to draw ourselves closer to God. The Bible says, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to us. The closer we get to God, the stronger we'll be. The more we love him, the sweeter his service will be. We're not going to serve God unless we love him. So David said he would muse upon the things of God. Is there anything for us today to remember? Yes, we can remember the commitment we made to God. The day that we turned our life over to him. And that's an incentive on keeping us going. We can remember where he took us from. Oh, some of us went very deep down in a life of sin. In the gutters of sin. But because of his mercy and his love, he brought us up out of a horrible pit and planted our feet on the solid rock. Yes, we can remember others. How can I help one that is hurting? We live in a troubled world. Our lives must be channel of blessings as Christians. We must reach out to others that are in distress. Others that are hurting and feeling all sorts of things that are pressed down by the enemy. We can remember them and think about them. We can remember that God and others are also depending on us. When we make a commitment to God, let us keep it, friends, and be true to God. He asked God to lead him into uprightness. Is there such a thing as living right in the world today? Is there such a thing as being a Christian and living for God? Yes, there is. There is such a thing as living right. There is such a thing as living for God, living a righteous life. We don't have to live in a life of sin. That's what God took us out of. That's what Jesus came for, to give his life and to take us out of a world of sin. David said, lead me in the land of uprightness, into the land of uprightness. In other words, help me to specialize in doing right, to see how good I can be, or how close to God I can get in such a world as we're living in today. Help me to follow you. In other words, you are the pilot, God. You are the one that will pilot us through this life, through the problems and struggles and dark places of life. He knows the way. He's the pilot, friend. Help me to walk with you. In other words, he was saying, lest I go astray. Before Jesus left to go back to his Father, he gave his people an assurance that the Holy Spirit would guide his people, you know. We are told in the book of St. John chapter 16, verse 7, Jesus said, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you." And verse 13. "Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come." So the prophecy of the Holy Spirit coming upon the church came to pass. We know on the day of Pentecost, the church was filled with the Holy Spirit. Today we are guided solely by the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit of God is the one that guides us. First of all, he would guide us into all truth. The Holy Spirit never leads one into error or into wrong. He never will. So if we're wrong, it's our own fault. He leads into a peaceful serenity that nothing else can lead us into. One of the most beautiful psalms, one of the most quoted, I suppose, is Psalms 23. It's also a psalm of David. He said there, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. There's another psalm that says, "Be still and know that I am God." Take a little time with God. When faced with uncertainties, my beloved friends, the Bible tells us he will lead us. You find in the book of Isaiah, chapter 42 and verse 16, "And I will bring the blind by a way," that's the spiritual blind, "that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight." What a promise, what a scripture that we have before us today. When we're making decisions in life, we need to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not onto our own understanding. As Solomon said, "In all our ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct our path." The Bible tells us the meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. That's Psalm 25 and verse 9. He leads by a still small voice. Isaiah said in chapter 30 and verse 21, "And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, This is the way, walk ye in it." And last of all, he leads us to the very end. Thank God today for the God that we serve, the one that never failed those who put their trust in him. For we find in Psalm 48 and verse 14, "For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death." So we can walk with the Lord in this troubled world. We can be guided by the Holy Spirit of God. The wise man Solomon said to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not unto our own understanding. In all our ways acknowledge him, and he would direct our path. There are many things in life we don't understand. We never will understand it all. If we understood it all, we would be like God. But we're not God. We're just human beings. But God knows. Sometime, somewhere, we'll understand it. One of these days, when all is over, and we go to be with him, we'll understand it all. Let him be your guide and pilot, my beloved friends. He leads his dear children along, some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. And I have found in my Christian walk with God, the longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. And the more that we trust in him, the stronger we will be. He never fails those who put their complete trust in him.
He's like a river.
We trust the message by Brother James Arch has proven to be a blessing to you. Now, our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org, www.wayoftruth.org. We invite you to be with us in our services. Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening worship service begins at 6. And our services are broadcast live over the internet, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Avner Craig inviting you to tune in the station next week when, again, the Lord willing, we'll be bringing you another Way of Truth broadcast.
Singing the Lord.